panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
I lost my cool back in 85. I was in high school. They'll tell you that I came real close to jumping off that cliff in my stiletto. They'll tell you it was just if I every blackened eye I'd have to disguise. They'll tell you everything but this. I'd do it all again for one more kiss.
3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one, every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the overlap of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples, and we pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people tuning in from whichever lands you are on, and we acknowledge that all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I am the host of Out of the Pan, a show covering pansexual issues, as I like to say, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender and musical genre as well, but possibly, allegedly, in my humble opinion, an emphasis on rock and roll, which I'll talk about in a second. And I use the pronouns she and her. Welcome to listeners of all genders, including, but not limited to, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of ways to get in touch with the show. You can email outofthepan855@gmail.com, SMS 61456 751215, Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Instagram. Out of the Pan 3CR those four platforms at Sal Gold Said So, and on Facebook, Out of the Pan 3CR 855 AM Melbourne, and my page Sally Goldner. Postal address PO Box 1277 Collingwood. Any opinions I express on the show are my own. In case you need them, support lines, QLife, including Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania, 1800 184 527, Rainbow Door, 1800 729 367. And I opened up today with Talara and Trailblazers, and I have to thank part of the behind-the-scenes team here at 3CR, Juliet and Joe, who forwarded that through to me, and when I heard it, it was like, gee, it's rock, it talks about older queers. I just had to get Talara on the program, and I have done just that. And Talara joins me from way up north on the lands of the Gimoi Wallabura Wudinji people. And welcome to 3CR, Talara.
Hey, Sally. How are you going? Thanks for having me.
Look, it's an absolute pleasure. And first things first, if you can just pop, I think the internet will handle it, if you can just pop a few degrees from the current name of the place you're at, Cairns, and send them down to us here in slightly crisp Melbourne, that would be appreciated. Sharing is caring and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of a blessing and a curse, the weather up in Cairns. Like, I moved up from Grafton, northern New South Wales, and I do love the weather in Cairns, but one thing I miss is wearing jackets, because I have lots of fancy jackets and I only get to wear them for about a month of the year.
Depending on which month it is, I mean, you could always mail some of them down and I can try them in Melbourne's winter. I'm roughly a size 16 Australian, so anyway, there's Talking Warm Things. That song, as I said, I just loved it when I first heard it. Let's dive into Trailblazers. What was the sort of inspiration, or was there a light bulb moment for writing a song, the song Trailblazers?
Yeah, it was building over maybe a couple of years. I'd watched some incredible TV series and movies, so one called When We Rise. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen that one, but based on true events around the AIDS epidemic in the 80s.
The name rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah, and it's so good. And I'd watched it quite some time ago, and then I rewatched it about 2 years ago, and it just kind of sparked that need in me to pay respect to all the queer people that have come before me to make it a pleasant world for me to live in. So they, you know, obviously fought through a lot harder times than I have had to deal with, that's for sure. And because of them, I've been able to, you know, walk freely. And I got married last year to my beautiful wife. So it, you know, it just sparked that kind of feeling to say thank you and honour people that have come before me.
Well, yeah. Look.
And because I grew up in Grafton.
Yep, sorry, keep going.
No, no, well, I was just going to say, yeah, I grew up in Grafton. It's like a small town, about 25,000 to 30,000 people, northern New South Wales. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't even know being gay or being queer was a thing until I was late teens. And everything just clicked for me then because I just hadn't seen it or been around it. So there's a lot of history there that I just wasn't aware of. So seeing these TV series and movies, like another one was Bohemian Rhapsody, watching Bohemian Rhapsody and Freddie Mercury. So when I wrote Trailblazers, I wanted it to have that 80s rock power sound to it, just to pay respect to that time period and the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when I was writing it, I was like, all right, trying to channel Queen a little bit. I was like, okay, so I need a really powerful big guitar riff.
Yeah, well, I am sure Brian May will be pleased to hear that. And Freddie, I'm sure, is beaming down upon us. Absolutely. I just want to go back, you know, Grafton, you know, you said late teens, you know, so... you know, so first there was that isolation factor. When you, the realization hit you, or you say, oh, I'll put that another way, when you connected with your authentic self, to be more precise, how, you know, sort of was there a factor there? And then what did you discover, for lack of a better word, a slightly underground queer community in Grafton at the time?
A little bit, yeah. So I remember it was like a sort of series of things where I'd started learning guitar when I was 13. Mm-hmm. And then I fell in love with a girl at school who was a few years older than me. But I didn't realize that's what it was at the time. I just thought I really admired her, you know. And I did have a couple of friends that were sort of going through the same thing, I guess, with older girls. But we kind of just hadn't figured it out yet, and we all had boyfriends and whatnot. And then I went to Woodford Folk Festival. I don't know if you've ever been to Woodford near Brisbane.
I've heard of it, definitely.
It's the best festival. If you ever get a chance to go, it's absolute my number one favourite festival. But, yeah, I went. Mum took me when I was 16.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the first time I'd seen two women kissing, and I was just like, oh my god. And it just made sense. Everything just clicked in that moment. And I remember there was an artist, Khaki King, that was playing at Woodford that year, who's queer, and watching her play, and she was talking about her partner and all this stuff, and everything just clicked for me in that that festival, which was pretty crazy. But I'd already started writing songs, love songs, basically, about this girl that I'd fallen in love with and was sort of heartbroken over because she wasn't interested in me at all. And she realised what it was. Like, I remember her saying to me, I'm happy to be, like, your friend, just friends with you. And I was just sort of like, yeah, like, obviously. And I just didn't get it. And it's so interesting how it's, how that can happen, you know, just because I wasn't really exposed to it.
Yeah.
I'd come across a couple of gay men through my parents, like their friends.
Yeah.
But not any gay women. So it was just, yeah, it hadn't clicked for me. And then a few of us at school sort of came out around the same time as well. So we actually had quite a nice group when we were 17, so in year 11 and 12, of about maybe five of us or something. And we were at a Catholic school too, so there was a bit of a joke going around that there were more lesbians than Catholics at the school for a while there.
I love it. You know, I'm really struck by, you know, the sort of two women kissing. There's a saying, you know, you can't be what you can't see. And, you know, then you see it, you know, you're closer to it, and it's like, ding, light bulb and all that sort of thing. So
yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
how that can just
So the visibility helped, yeah. On the musical side of things, though, Talara, let's sort of, you know, you mentioned you were writing this, the song to the older girl slash woman. What got you, and you said also music from an early age and playing guitar, that sort of stuff. How early, if you can remember, do you think there was someone, there's musical people in your family, or was it just something that attracted you to it? That sort of stuff.
With music?
Yeah, music.
So my mum, she's the biggest one to thank for that, for sure. So I'm the youngest of five kids,
mm-hmm.
and mum basically forced us to learn piano through primary school.
Uh-huh.
And then she would say, and once you get to high school, then you get to choose what instrument you want to learn from there. And she's just always believed in positive influence of music and like on your life, but also on your learning, how good it is for your learning and coordination and everything like that.
Mm.
And when I got to high school, I was in year seven and mum was like, what instrument are you going to learn? And I was like, I don't know. I'm not really interested or whatever. And I was into sport. I was doing a lot of dancing at the time. And
yep.
So she said, all right, we'll get through year seven and then you can choose an instrument. So we're getting into year eight. And she said, what's it going to be? I was like, all right, well, a friend of mine was learning guitar at the time. So I was like, all right, let's just go with guitar then. And I think it took about a year, so maybe towards the end of year eight, I just started going mad on it. So by year nine, I was playing, 2 to 3 hours a day, basically, and just excelled in, technique and musicality and whatnot. And then that's when I fell in love without understanding it all,
mm-hmm.
and then started writing songs from there. So it was really from year nine. But yeah, so mum's the big one there. And then dad, he would sing a lot around the house.
Yep.
So he was always singing around. He's passed away now.
Yeah.
So it's just mum now. But yeah, so they always had music playing in the house as well. So a lot of records, like I think the main ones, we had like Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, Cat Stevens, Billy Joel, ABBA, the Beatles, and Elvis. That's what comes to mind. So it was just that kind of music all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's a huge range of I'd say rock through pop of a range of eras. And that's, along. And I also thought, when you mentioned the piano stuff, it got the ear tuned in, got the fingers moving, as you mentioned.
Yes.
All those things coming together, would have been, I think, a sort of like a nice tapestry that you could, start something and then keep knitting it all together, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely. And mum was like really good at sort of noticing what we were all into, so as kids, and really like encouraging that and moving that forward. So as soon as she clicked that I was kind of a lot more interested in music, she started taking me to festivals, and then I started performing a bit. So she was taking me to a lot of open mic nights as well.
Cool.
And that just skyrocketed my confidence and ability to be able to play in front of people and sort of want and need to write more music as well. So yes, thanks mum.
On your mum, to use the slogan of an old advertising game, good on your mum, name of loaf of bread, Tip Top's, I just gave the ad away, Tip Top's the one. Anyway, and your mum's the one, which is like excellent. And so, you started getting some open mic gigs and then it went on to, we'll say, you started getting your own gigs. Can you, just out of curiosity, what was the, I'll say the small proverbial lucky break that, I don't think luck happens. You've obviously got to make it. But what was the break that got you your first, I'll say, gig beyond open mic?
Well, so mum entered me into a competition at Tamworth Country Music Festival.
Ooh.
When I was 16. And it was called the National, National Talent Quest, the CCMA National Talent Quest.
Yep.
And it was 300 competitors, and there was all, I think there was about 12 different sections. So you had like vocal, gospel, vocal, country.
Yep.
A lot of them were vocal, and then one was instrumental. And I went into it playing John Butler's Ocean.
Wow.
And and I won my instrumental section, which was amazing and very unexpected. And then that meant I got to go and perform and compete against all the winners of all the other sections.
Yeah.
And that was in front of like a huge crowd, a huge hall. And I just went into it, you know, understanding that it was a country competition. So, you know, I didn't think I had any sort of chance of winning it. So I just went in there like happy and relaxed and did my best. And then I ended up winning the whole thing, which was crazy.
Wow.
At 16. Yeah.
16. And, yeah, sorry. Keep yeah. going. I'm just, oh, excuse me while I happily exclaim, but keep going.
So that was huge. And just like a sort of confirmation, I suppose, to my family and myself that I was on the right track and really sort of chasing my dream and what I wanted to do. And I won $1,700 for winning it all too. So then I bought my first banjo after that. Ooh. And started learning banjo. And then the following year, I went back with my sister. So my next older sister, so I'm the youngest of five, so yep. the next one up, Shalane. So we'd started writing a bit of music together in the following year. So then we went back the year after and won a songwriting competition, which allowed us to record our first EP.
Yeah.
So we recorded that at Siskin River. And then by the time we'd recorded that, I'd then finished year 12. So I was 18 and just finished year 12. And then we went on tour as soon as I finished and just started getting gigs and festivals and yeah, went from there.
Wow. No, look, I mean, amazing. You know, you followed the dream early, you had the support, and, you know, I better get it in a nice way out of my system. You played a John Butler instrumental at Tamworth and won a competition. I mean that just happily blows my little pea brain to pieces. But I just think that says something about A, your approach, that you just went in with a sort of I'll give it my best shot and be, you know, I'll say up to the best standard I can, but also enjoy it. And probably that allowed, yeah. you know, who knows, that allowed the authenticity to come through, the love of the music, the song you chose. And it got there. Wowsies. I mean, this might sound, I'll put it this way, to describe in your own words when they announced that you'd won the whole kit and caboodle. How did it feel? If you can remember.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I can remember it. Like, it's like I can't remember the whole thing sort of thing, but I remember those snippets and playing on stage and then announcing it. And I just couldn't. I was so shocked, but just like absolutely stoked because it, yeah, like mum had told me before going into it, like, she's like, okay, like, we know that this is Tamworth and it's a country music festival, country music competition. So the chances are they're going to give it to a vocalist. So just go in there, have fun, do your best. So mum was good at, like, you know, understanding that as well. So I think we were just like shocked. But absolutely stoked by it.
No,
it was
for
a very
sure.
cool thing.
So, yeah, that was, you know, by this point you're, you know, sort of 16, and then we've finished high school, which I'm trying to find the diplomatic way or to say, you know, say this sort of what's gone on since then over roughly how many years since then.
How many years is it? 14. I'll be 33 this year.
Thank you. 33 and a third. I'm like a big long playing record, yeah.
It was 2021 and then released my first EP in 2016. So it's actually, yeah, 10 years since that first EP, which is pretty crazy too. when I think about it.
Yeah.
Feels like a long time ago, I guess. Yeah, no, it does feel like a long time ago. I was like, does it feel like that long? Anyway. But yeah, so released that EP. I've released another one since then. And just lots of recording, lots of touring, gigs with this. So, and then now I've got a new album.
Yes, do
so
tell,
an
do
album
tell.
In October. And I was super lucky with this. I got a couple of arts grants. So I got a grant through Creative BC Canada.
Ooh.
To go over to Vancouver and record this album. And then I was lucky enough to get another grant through Creative Australia or Music Australia to help me go over there and record it. So thank you to both of those organisations for supporting me. And yeah, so this album, it was intense to write and record. And I think, like, especially the last few years, it sort of a lot had happened for me. So trying to get it all into this album was a really fun thing to do, I suppose. Like, and I didn't use any old songs, so they were all fresh and relevant to me as well, which was great. It gives you a sort of a different feeling, I suppose, when you're recording it all. But yeah, lots happened in the last, like, let's say 5 years or so. So I moved up to Cairns, and then I started teaching guitar as well. So after COVID, or during COVID, obviously it cancelled all of music, and I was living in Grafton at the time, and we were going through a lot of lockdowns, nothing compared to Melbourne, but a lot of lockdowns. And a friend of mine, Tessa Devine, who's an incredible musician. You should check her out as well. She's awesome. So she'd moved up to Cairns in 2020, just at the start of COVID. And I actually went up to Cairns to play at a festival at the end of 2020, which was like unheard of anywhere else in Australia, basically.
That point,
and
yeah.
Like everywhere else was pretty much. And I went up, and Tess was like, move to Cairns. It's amazing up here. Like, it's basically normal. There's gigs, there's festivals still. And I just thought, oh, why not? I should just give it a go. And I'd been to Cairns previously and really enjoyed it. So, yeah, moved up and then started teaching guitar to help me earn a bit of money as well. And that's been great. And that's actually funny, like with Trailblazers, that's another thing, like with teaching guitar. So I teach a lot of primary school kids and high school kids, and it's the first time since being a teenager that I've sort of had more contact with that generation. So like that generation coming through, which is something that sparked Trailblazers as well, because I see, you know, some of these kids that I teach, you can sort of see what they're battling with or struggling with, or if they're just, you know, owning it and coming into themselves. And so that was another inspiration behind Trailblazers as well. There's a line in the second verse that says, keep going against the grain, you little go-getter, which is aimed at a few of my students that are
very
much just being themselves.
Yeah,
awesome,
no. So the queerdar, as I call it, you know, picks up something,
yeah.
And works through, which is awesome. And you know, yeah, must be. I think there's probably, you know, as well as the music, there must be some degree of that being a beacon for them that you're there, you know, in that way, and being yourself,
yeah.
Which is cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so someone maybe that they can relate to in a different way as well.
Yep.
But, yeah, and then I quit drinking as well a few years ago, so 4 years ago now. So that's been a huge thing. Like, that was a real struggle for me.
Yeah.
Alcohol the last 14 years or so. Yeah, my dad passed from cancer when I was 20.
Yeah.
And that was I was already drinking quite a bit anyway, just through playing at a lot of pubs and festivals and whatnot. And I think it's a bit of a thing that comes into music, the drinking culture.
Yep.
So that had become an issue for me as well, So then quitting drinking 4 years ago has been just an absolute life changer for me. Saved my life, to be honest. And yeah, and then I met my beautiful now wife, Catherine, or Math, as we call her, Catherine Math.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been an absolute jam-packed, like, 4 years, basically.
Yeah, a lot of change, but it all seems very positive. If it's okay to ask, can I ask how you met Catherine?
Through some friends. So Rob Howe and the Guillotines is another band I play in, Rob Howe. And yep. I started playing bass in his band. And Math was friends with Rob. So I think I'd just gone through a breakup not too long before, a few months before, and Rob was like, you should come and hang out with my friends and, you know, just get out and about and meet some new people and whatnot. Yeah, so that's how I met Math. So we had a nice, like, sort of friendship build before we got together too, which was cool. It's important, I think, as well, to have a friendship connection as well with your partner.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of people feel that need to have connection, sort of the other things that go with a partner relationship that are positive are, of course, awesome, but it can be that sort of, be there for each other, by each other's side, all that sort of thing, you know, which is so, so important and is really cool. Just coming back, you know, when you mentioned the young people situation, I was going to ask you something, what life, from what your, I'll say, subjective perceptions are of life in Cairns for LGBTIQA+ people, what you see, sort of positive, any challenges, that sort of thing, and what's happening in that light.
I think Cairns is really good for that. A lot of people have different opinions on that, and I feel like that happens in every city or town, depending on how involved you are with looking out for events. But because I am constantly playing gigs and that sort of thing, I feel like I'm maybe out and about a little bit more with that. But I feel like Cairns is pretty good for queer events. There's a lot going on. There's a couple of Facebook pages. And then there's Cairns Pride in October as well, which I'm hopefully playing at too.
Ooh, so, cool.
Yeah, Cairns is it's a very cool combo of, like, it sort of has a really small city or a really big town feel to it, and maybe a really big town feel, and then you've got all the backpackers that come through it as well. So
yep.
Cairns, it's a good mix of, like, social life and entertainment as well. And, you know, of course, some people would say, nothing happens in Cairns, but literally every night there's things happening. I think it's very cool.
No, sounds really, really awesome. So October looking
good. You just started line dancing?
Well, I have been known to line dance, yes. What is it? Being bi, I both boot and scoot, so to speak.
Oh, very good.
And all non-binary combinations in between. So, there's... you've got me. I'm loving your musical influences as well. Just before I forget that, you mentioned Rob Howe and the Guillotines, and you mentioned another band who I want to check out when
Tessa Divine. Tessa Divine.
Divine, great. I will pop, have a look, look at those after the show, and pop a couple of links into the podcast as well as yours, which leads to a couple more questions, and then now you're on Instagram, of course. Is there any other ways on the proverbial platforms, or is there one central location, like a Linktree thing for you, those sorts of things?
Yes, I need to make a Linktree. Thank you for reminding me. That's been on the to-do list for a while. But I'm on every social platform and every audio platform as well.
Fair enough. Yeah, get the reach out there.
And if I'm not on one, please let me know and I'll make sure I get on there.
Cool. Blue Sky, you're on Mastodon? Never heard of that one.
Mastodon?
It's another one. It's a sort of... Ooh, it was a weird version. I'm I'm a 60-year-old. It was sort of a weird version of Twitter that had these sort of subgroups, but it's another social media platform. You never know. Look for me there as well. You're on all the platforms, so check that out. The last thing.
All under Talara or Talara Music.
Yep. Yeah. Cool, yeah. The last thing, it's not always chilly down here in Melbourne/Narm, and Midsummer, our queer festival happens in late January when it's nice and warm. Any chance of coming down at Midsummer time, maybe doing a couple of gigs or a few more around the town as well? Hint, 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 hint.
I would love that. I would love that. If anyone's listening that would like to book me, absolutely 100%. And we're doing an album tour as well. So the album comes out October 30th. It's called Rebound. And it's basically, a lot of it's about me rebounding back into life and love and everything that's happened in the last 4 years. And we're touring through December, January. Through mostly Queensland, New South Wales. But, you know, if I can get into the Pride Festival, I'll come down to Victoria 100%.
Well, come on 100%. Down and please let us know because we'd love to have you here. And there's certainly lots of venues around. So someone's got to be listening out there going, we'll just put the vibes out there. I can't think of anything else. We've covered Cairns, relationships, coming out, music, all that sort of thing. Do you think we've got it covered? Please let me know if we haven't.
So, we've talked about heaps.
We has.
Heaps of stuff.
We can has conversed. Yep.
I've talked about things I haven't thought about in a long time, just completely randomly. So it's been great.
Well, there we go. Look, I think it's important that people do get the whole journey. Yes, your music is important and entertains us and gives us joy, as it Trailblazers did for me. But, we get to know the person and the spirit behind it, I think, is so important. And, welcome to being human. You face challenges, but you've somehow, moved beyond them. And I think that's amazing. So just wishing you just total success and happiness in everything, Talara.
Thank you, Sally. And Trailblazers, it has a beautiful music video as well, so
yes.
Feel free to check that out.
I will pop the link.
That was filmed up in...
Sorry, where was it
thank
filmed?
You. That was filmed up in Cairns and by Benjamin Fraser McKenzie, and he's an artist living on the Central Coast in New South Wales.
Cool.
He's awesome too.
All right, well, I'll pop the link to the video actually in the hyperlink that into our podcast, which... goes up sometime this afternoon, depending on when I do it, of course. But just thank you. It's been a great chat. Keep it all rolling. May it keep going in the right direction from here. And, hopefully see you one day down here in the southern part of this big island.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Sally.
You have
Can't
a great...
wait to see you.
Sorry?
I'll come down. It'll happen.
It'll
2027.
Come.
Be down.
All right.
In Melbourne.
We'll do it. Have a good afternoon, and thanks once again, Talara.
Thanks, Ali. Thanks.
Hi. Talara there on the Zoom waves. There was a bit of internet wobble, to use the high-tech term, but we got there. Said it before, say it again, just love hearing people's stories and, what they've been through, all that sort of thing. Just makes such a difference. I'll have a breather, regroup for the rest of the show. In the meantime, let's have a listen to, Talara comes from Cairns and originally from Grafton. And in the meantime, here's a track from Steve Hoy, where he comes from. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, out of the pan with Sally.
Of sun, steel and dirt, the nighttime shunting near the Gates Hotel, the grimy days talk, the beer and work. Well, the rattle of the railroad,
Costing you more than money? Alcoholics Anonymous provides a free and anonymous recovery service to anyone who wants to call it quits. Join millions of other alcoholics worldwide and take your first brave steps toward a new beginning. There are thousands of AA meetings happening every week across Australia. If you'd like to find your closest meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous or have any questions regarding this tried and tested treatment for alcoholism, call 1300 AAAAA, that's 1300 22 22 22, or visit aa.org.au. This community service announcement is sponsored by Alcoholics Anonymous.
Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally-made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender-diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
Digital, 3cr.org.au. 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one, every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. We just heard from Steve Hoy from somewhere back in the 90s, from the Life Next Door album, and Where I Come From. And I think Steve Hoy came from Newcastle, north of Sydney, if my little brain remembereth rightly. We just heard from our sponsor, Go Kindly. Thank you so much to Go Kindly for their support of the of this show and 3CR. Still got a little bit of distance to travel with the Out of the Pan Radiothon. I know we're now into the new financial year, but let's get it ticking. If you can support the show, that would be awesome and help us get over the line. What else is happening around the queer traps of note is a good question. And I'm not really sure, to be honest. It's sort of been a bit one of those weeks where I really didn't get up to a lot of queerish stuff from memory. I did actually catch up with a dear friend a trailblazer from one of the early days of advocacy who dropped down to see me whilst at a work conference, now works in puberty education for youngish people. And we had a great conversation. And I think it is perhaps being, queer of my generation, it's nice to catch up with those sorts of people and acknowledging, certainly allies, but who knows? I haven't forgotten the moment with Britney Spears many years ago at an award show. Roving reporter, hello Roving, has messaged in to say, that Roving is just waiting to see Madonna on tomorrow's World Cup halftime show. Get up before work to see her at 7 a.m. Eastern Australian time. I think that could be the start time of the match. So, if you're going in via public transport, you might be able to watch it on the bus or something at halftime around 7:45 Australian Eastern. But certainly don't do it while you are in charge of a vehicle of any sort. But as Roaming has said, any artist that has achieved success across multiple generations deserves some respect, especially a woman over 50 and a very strong ally. Yes, indeed, she is that. I'm with you on that one, Roaming. I've probably said it before, but why not say it again? Because it's one of those happy memories that sticks in the empty space between my ears, is the clip for Deeper and Deeper, which seemed to be set in part in a queer nightclub, as far as I could tell from it. It's just the queerdar, so to speak, was definitely and pricked up for me. So yeah, she's certainly been a very strong supporter, and I just think, regardless of any, in inverted commas, label, I think she's very strong in her sense of self. We certainly need our allies at the moment. And what else did I get up to during the week? I did actually have some queer things going on. I did head up to regional Victoria to, as part of my mild-mannered day job, just to quote Super Pan or something like that. I did get up to a regional Victorian centre, which I'll grant you is probably one of the best currently now in the 2020s, one of the best two or three known queer-friendly towns, but one never knows and all that sort of thing. And I have to say I was very positively moved and uplifted by the quality of the conversation that I heard. It was, you know, very, very positive, and I think that's a good thing. Now, I'm not. Let's say I'll say more for privacy type of reasons and other things. I'm not going to name the town or, you know, where I went or which organisation it was, but and some people, if I did name it, would go, "Oh yeah, well we've known that." And I'll just say it's not Daylesford, as much as Daylesford is great, which, you know, may start narrowing it down a little. But I think the more positives we can point to that say, hey, it's not that hard, we can sort this out, get it done, yada, 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 it shows that there is positives which, A, we need. It gives us, well, linkage, segue, trailblazers, but also it sort of gives us that degree of saying, well, it can be done, and we do, I think, need every beacon we can see a shining in these times, because, you know, things are, to put it mildly, a little on the tricky side. So definitely we need those sorts of breakthroughs, and so that was a nice highlight of my week, a nice little drive up the country, as they might have said, in another place, and definitely a, as I say, a beacon, which is incredibly welcome. So that was sort of one of the queer highlights of my week, and it was very, very enjoyable. That was about it, and I think we, as I say, to use a favourite word that I think we need, someone told me about, we often hear the word, this isn't the favourite word, triggers. Sometimes we get moments of little positivity that can set us off in a good way, and they're called glimmers. And so when we get a glimmer like that, you go up to somewhere and you might think, oh, okay, I might have heard it's got a pretty good reputation, and it turns out to be really good. I think these are good things to have. So let's certainly, reflect our lights back off them, and away we go. That's certainly been good news. And I'm with you on this one too, Roving. News not to talk about. About someone, an Australian travelling overseas at the moment. I think that's all we need to say, and that's more than enough. And I think in relation to that person, let's say, could it be that, the tide has reached the extreme mark? And yes, certainly be alert, not alarmed and aware and all those sorts of things. But, certainly some very, silly remarks that, just bear no relevance to anything resembling common sense, I think is all that needs to be said. I forgot to thank the crew from Out of the Blue diving deep for the marine news this week. They were talking about sea slugs prior to Out of the Pan from 11:30 till noon. And then we, of course, whereas we finish Out of the Pan, and I did have a late night wrestling at 12:54:48. It's a late one. By the time we packed up, it was a late start and a late finish, but that's the way it goes. So that's where the show's at today. But coming up at 1, just a few minutes if you're listening live, Freedom of Species. They'll be talking about a new documentary that looks at slaughterhouses and slaughterhouse workers called The Dying Trade. And that sounds very intriguing. Also, check out last week's show about Are We in a Post-Compassion Society, which I think, of course, has lots of relevance for all sorts of groups of people, issues and things on that 3CR covers on 855 AM digital and 3cr.org.au. I will take it out today with, another new track, which I got through the proverbial traps, David Tapp, with lyrics written by Michael O'Brien, and a track called Dark Corner of the Night. And it's a new Australian song. So that's what, as mentioned, 3CR is here to do, play new Australian music. So I'll take it out with that. Guest is lined up for next week. I'm in a fit of organisation. I'll be having Shelley in from the Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council to talk about their multicultural fair. So take it out today with David Tapp. Thanks once again to Talara for zooming in from up north, and we'll leave it there. I'm Sally Goldner. Stay difficult, stay happy, and I'll catch you next week.
Has come to pass. I read it on a coaster beneath my empty glass. Today is yesterday, tomorrow is the same. Don't think of next week, not part of the game. Shadows, when I think it's quiet, no one can hurt you when you're out of sight. But there you were in my dark corner of the night. Been here so long, I can't remember the light.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.